Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're specifically focusing on learning how to deal with our emotions in the face of life's troubles. It's part of a larger discussion we're having about learning to see reality as it truly is so that we can live and walk as the overcomers that we are. But one of the major obstacles to walking in victory in this life is lack of understanding of the place and role of emotions and how to deal with them. God made us with emotions. He gave us emotions. It's part of human makeup. And they are stimulated by things in our environment, by what we see, by what we think, by memories. You can't will yourself to feel something or not feel something. Emotions are spontaneously generated. It's not wrong to feel sad when you see something sad. It's not wrong to feel afraid when you see something fearful. It's not even wrong to feel anger when you see something that you believe is unjust or unfair. But in all these cases, emotions are not to drive us to sin. Ephesians 4:26 says, "Be angry and sin not." God's message to his people is always, "Fear not." And when you're sorrowful, you can have hope even in your sorrow. Now, we're going to discuss all this in detail, but we need to learn. See, our emotions, like every part of human nature, they've been corrupted by sin. And many of us are controlled by our emotions. We get our picture of reality from how we feel. We make decisions about how to act based on what we feel. We need to get our picture of reality from God's Word. Sometimes emotions and God's Word match, and that's great. But when they don't, you have to know how to side in with what God says over and above what you feel. What you feel is subject to change, but God's Word shows us reality as it truly is. And we have to learn how to deal with our emotions so that they don't drive us to sin. Everybody listening has done something because you were moved by an emotion to take an action that you regretted. We must bring our emotions under the control of the power of God so that they can be transformed, so that they glorify God 24/7. Now, we've already said a lot. It's already Thursday. I got a lot to say. Let me just jump right in where we left off yesterday. We're looking at Paul, a real person who had real emotions. He faced all kinds of challenges in his life, including emotions that go with facing challenges. I read, this is 2 Corinthians chapter 11. I'm not going to read the whole passage. He lists all the various hardships he faced as he preached the gospel. He was beaten and left. He was beaten a number of times. He was stoned to death, actually, one time, but he was raised up. He was lied about. He was slandered. He faced hunger, cold, physical lack. But then he ends that passage up by saying, apart from, this is verses 28 and 29, apart from the external trials, I have the daily burden of responsibility for the churches. Who is weak and I do not feel his weaknesses? Who is made to stumble and fall and have his faith hurt, and I am not on fire with sorrow or indignation? So he experienced negative emotions. But 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 10, in the context of the many trials he faced as he preached the gospel and everything that went with it, he spoke of being sorrowful yet rejoicing. He was feeling the emotion of sorrow, yet he rejoiced. What does it mean to rejoice? Well, the Greek word translated rejoice there means to be cheerful or full of cheer. It means to be calmly happy or well off. It means to rejoice or be glad. Now notice, it is an action or a state of being as opposed to a feeling. To be cheerful means to be glad, not feel glad. To rejoice means take an action, not feel joyful. Christians get confused because they think that to rejoice means to try to make yourself feel good. Well, that's not possible when you're looking at something bad. Rejoicing is not an emotion. It is an action that can and will ultimately affect your emotions, but that's not where it starts. See, we're talking about learning to deal with our emotions. We deal with our emotions by bringing God's word into the situation. See, when the Bible says, fear not, God doesn't expect you to pretend you're not afraid. He gives you information with which to counter the fear. And we're going to discuss this in more detail over the next couple of weeks. But the same with being sorrowful. You don't try to will yourself to not feel sorrow. You bring additional information into the situation. Let me read something else Paul wrote. Romans 12:12. He spoke of rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in hope. See, he says, when I'm sorrowful, I rejoice. And here he says, I rejoice in hope. Hope is confident expectation of coming good. In other words, Paul said, rejoice because you have hope. Now remember what rejoice means. It means cheer yourself within, it means cheer yourself. Be cheerful. Cheer yourself. Well, to rejoice because you have hope means cheer yourself with information that gives you hope or expectation of coming good. In the face and feeling of trouble, Paul strengthened himself or cheered himself. To cheer yourself, well, I'll save that. Paul strengthened himself or cheered himself by calling to mind the reasons he had hope. In other words, he rejoiced. See, remember we said yesterday on board that ship after the angel appeared to him and said, fear not. Everybody on board ship is going to survive this. He went up and told his fellow crewmen, he went up and told them, be of good cheer or keep up your courage. Courage is mental or moral strength to persevere and withstand danger, fear, or difficulty. When you're facing difficulty, you have to strengthen yourself with information from God's word. You rejoice in hope, or you give yourself information from the word of God that provides you with a reason to hope or expect coming good. See, in the face and feeling of trouble, Paul strengthened himself or cheered himself. He felt sorrow, yet he rejoiced. He cheered himself. He cheered himself. Now, to cheer doesn't just mean like at a sports event, rah, rah, go team, go team. No, he gave himself specific information about why he had reason to hope. In other words, in the shipwreck, when he was tempted to feel fear, when he was tempted to be upset emotionally, he could encourage himself with, no, an angel told me tonight, God, a messenger from God, brought God's word to me, we're going to survive. I'm going to survive. I'm going to survive. See, you can't do this unless you see reality as it truly is according to God's word. You can't have hope or an expectation of coming good without knowledge from God's word. Paul wrote in Romans 15:4, just a couple of chapters over, that the Old Testament or the scripture was written that we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. Hope or expectation of good, along with patience or strength to endure and comfort or encouragement, come from God's word. Why? Because his word shows us what God has done, is doing, and will do. It reveals his will, his plan, and purpose for our lives. It gives us examples of real people who got real help in the midst of real trouble. All of that, one of the reasons he gave us all of that information is so that we can use it in the face of contrary emotions. We can encourage ourselves. We can cheer ourselves. We can strengthen ourselves. Now, if we come over to Romans chapter 5, verse 2, Paul said, by whom we also have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Paul spoke of rejoicing in hope of the glory of God. Now, there's tons of stuff in that we don't have time to talk about. But one of the things it means to rejoice in hope of the glory of God is that in this life we'll see God glorified as he moves in our situation on our behalf. I can rejoice or cheer myself or strengthen or encourage myself that God's going to end up glorified out of this situation. He's going to bring genuine good out of genuine bad. He's going to get me through until he gets me out. He'll make me to rise up on hind feet and walk on the mountain. Tops. See, those words were not written in the scripture just to fill up a page. That's information from Almighty God about reality as it truly is for us to use in the face of the troubles of life to encourage ourselves and to counter the emotions that rise up. Paul was able to rejoice in the face of trials because this is how he viewed reality. God works in my life. He gets me through until he gets me out. He causes this to serve his purposes. He's authorized me to tread on serpents and scorpions. He's authorized me to command poison to go out of my body. See, there's so much we could say here, but let me say one more thing because we're running out of time. Rejoice in hope. This word rejoice, the Greek word Paul used here, means to boast. It's the same, well, maybe I won't say that in the interest of time. Paul is telling us that we rejoice by boasting in the Lord or by talking about what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do. To boast in the Lord, that's translated rejoice. Rejoice in hope. Boast in hope. Yes, this looks horrible. Yes, I hate this. Yes, it makes me feel really bad. But it's not bigger than God. He sees a way through this. He sees a way to cause this to serve his purposes. Now, this story about Paul on the island of Melita is a perfect example. God brought genuine good there. Heathens heard the gospel. Ship sailors on board ship. Roman heathens heard the gospel and saw God's delivering power. There'll be people in heaven because of what happened there. That's written to give us hope when we're facing challenging situations. More tomorrow. Amen.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison, at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.